Friend to Friend, When We're Helping, We're Happy, from an interview by Elder Marcus A. Idokaitis of the 70 by Lindsay Stevens. Thou shalt devote all thy service in Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 24, verse 7. My mother taught me from a very young age to be hardworking and to serve others. When I was 6 years old, my family helped in building a new chapel in Porto Alegre, Brazil. Back then, ward members and construction missionaries built the chapels for wards and branches. I remember going with my family to help build the chapel. I carried bricks from one place to another. I poured water on top of bricks. I carried tools from one workstation to another. I remember working hard and knowing that my hard work would help others. My mother was a great example of hard work. As I grew up, she always involved me in helping at home. She was also always helping others. She served in the Relief Society and other charitable organizations. Even as she got older, she still sold clothes for disabled children and helped raise money for their needs. King Benjamin taught, "When you're in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God." Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. If we decide that we are going to serve God in our lives, then we must decide to serve our fellow man. When I went to primary, I loved to sing "When We're Helping," Children's Songbook 198. I try to teach my children that when we help, we should do it with a smile. There are many ways you can help in church. Even when you are young, you can help by setting up chairs, organizing hymn books, being reverent, and cleaning up. There are many ways we can help, and when we're helping, we're happy. End of the article, Friend to Friend, When We're Helping, We're Happy, from an interview with Elder Marcus A. Idokaitis of the 70 by Lindsay Stevens.